Public lighting is part of my corpus of unrealizable and untenable works. This works attempt to examine and delve into political discourse, especially on security policy, which irritates and frightens me, but which also fascinates me in its fear-mongering. The basic mechanism of the unrealizable and untenable works consists in taking this discourse more seriously than its authors do themselves. This means to stretch its internal logic to a point where the ethical coherence of the given discourse dissolves, and only its authoritarian core, which is conceivably part of any security policy, remains intact. I try to capture this discourse, which means to give it pictorial form, at the precise moment when it reaches the point of its extreme legibility. However, as an artist, I find myself in a dilemma. Art cannot offer solutions, especially not for problems outside the realm of art itself. Thus, if art attempts to offer a solution, it either becomes ineffective or disappears altogether. Now, it is in the very nature of any authoritarian attitude to pretend that it can provide solutions and answers. Therefore, using elements of an authoritarian attitude as artistic material means that the created pictorial forms will potentially neutralize themselves. Furthermore, what may work for me as an artist could be untenable for me as a citizen, father, friend, partner. In order to circumvent this dilemma, I have to define the fragility of the position between my artistic and non-artistic responsibilities as the very space in which the tension between the dissolving coherence of a discourse and its core elements of authoritarianism can be shaped into a pictorial form. Since the unrealizable and untenable works mostly relate to discourse on security policy, and security policy in its most visible form takes place in the public space, proposals to capture the moment of extreme legibility mostly take the form of public infrastructure. But this creates a new dilemma. Due to their deliberate use of authoritarian elements, the forms developed should not exist in the physical space because the work might jeopardize a person's freedom of movement or mental integrity. But it must be clear that this is at stake. So I have defined the terms unrealizable and untenable as mechanisms and reasons to transfer the developed proposals from the physical public space into the parallel public space, which are the print media. However, in this media space, the forms must appear in the same way as infrastructures do in the physical public space. Thus, they must carry the same plausibility, it must be possible to overlook them, and it must be possible to perceive them as nothing out of the ordinary. Therefore, the unrealizable and untenable works are integrated into analog media, such as newspaper and magazine articles. These articles consist of a text that describes the project in an affirmative way and of an image which represents what is described in the text. At the same time, the text only describes the image. Thus, text and image form a loop that proves nothing but seems plausible. In addition, the basic textual descriptions I provide are reformulated by authors of the concerned print medium and signed by them. Thus, the text-image combinations fit seamlessly into a page of said medium, and my name appears only as that of the photographer. Here is the text concerning public lighting I provided to media outlets for reformulation. To reconcile ecological emergency with increased safety requirements, it is necessary to clarify the relationship between energy-intensive tools, such as public lighting, and the requirements of the authorities responsible for public safety. In particular, we need to consider whether it is necessary to maintain a stable and uniform level of brightness. To be able to adapt to changing circumstances would potentially allow for substantial energy savings while still providing full capacity illumination when necessary. To achieve this, the intensity of street lighting on major roads and insensitive neighborhoods has been indexed on a graduated scale based on the combination of the average pedestrian density in these areas and the average speed of movement through the same space. The standard level of lighting will thus ensure comfortable movement for citizens while saving as much energy as possible. As soon as the measured speed deviates from standard, the lighting level will increase, allowing for perfect visibility of the situation for security forces. The brightness level will reach 100% if the majority of pedestrians are stationary or if the majority of those present start running. A short description of public lighting. Public lighting consists in a magazine article containing 6 images of different levels of street activities and the corresponding lighting intensity. The images are accompanied by a text reformulated by an author of the magazine.